Hello, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and I'm the host of the Crude Life Media Network and podcast. Thank you, folks, for tuning in to The Crude Life, a place for expert interviews, full-length features, and specialty programs. And it is all thanks to our fine sponsors. Be loyal to our sponsors. They keep the program free and literally keep our lights on.
Tom Johnson. I'm the Chief Operations Officer of Meridian Energy Group, Incorporated.
And what part of the country are you in today?
Well, right now I'm living in Houston, Texas, but as I was telling you earlier, come the March, April time frame, I'm getting ready to move up to the Belfield, Dickinson area.
Well, that's good news. If you're already getting things arranged to move up here, that's obviously a good sign for Belfield and the Davis Refinery. Before we get into kind of some of the nuts and bolts about the Davis Refinery, tell us a little bit about your background and how long you've been with Meridian and maybe, you know, how long you've been involved in the industry.
Well, my background is I'm originally from West Virginia. I've been in the oil industry since 1978. I started originally with Ashland Oil in Kentucky, eventually Marathon Petroleum. They took over the refinery. I spent approximately 30 years there. I took an early retirement, then moved to the Houston area, worked for British Petroleum. From there, I decided in 2011 to go up to Upper Alberta, Canada, and start working for Suncor Energy, which was the largest petroleum company in Canada. I was up there for a little over 4 years, and then I was wanting to come back to the U.S., so there was a project here in the Houston area called Petromax, which was going to be building a facility similar to the Dakota Prairie refinery that you have right there in Dickinson. So I came back in April 2015, we built that facility, and now I'm with Meridian. And it's something interesting, I'm getting ready to move from Dickinson, Texas, to Dickinson, North Dakota.
Boy, that's something else. That's not too many people could say that they've done that in their lifetime, can they?
No, that's very unique.
So, you know, it sounds to me like you've got quite a bit of an experience, and you even had a little retirement in there. What brought you to the Meridian Energy Group? What kind of, I guess, what did they offer you to make you come out of retirement and look at moving to Belfield and everything? They must be a pretty decent company.
Well, as I was telling you, I helped build a facility down here in Houston in 2015, and again, it was very similar to the Dakota Prairie refinery. It was very successful in the construction and the startup and the operation. And then back probably about a year ago now, I was taking Meridian folks on a tour through the plant and then talking with them and seeing that they were interested in building a facility up in North Dakota. Anyway, we got to talking. It sounded really interesting, the project did, and the management seemed like some good folks to work with. Just so happened, the contractor and the engineering company that I worked with on the Petromax project, they were going to be involved, so it just looked like a good opportunity for the team to go up there and do something else that was exciting and successful.
It's nice when a lot of the planets and stars can align on projects. And, you know, that transitions me into this next question, which is I've been talking to quite a few people about the state-of-the-art technology and the emissions and the environmental aspects of this. Given your background, how does this project differ from other refineries and other projects that are involved in oil and gas? How do these differ?
Okay, well, a lot of people don't know, but it's probably been around 40 years since a new Grass Ridge refinery has been built in the U.S. So in my background, I've built crude units before. I've built a reformer before. I built some hydrotreaters, but I've never built a complete refinery. Now, I did build the crude topping plant in Houston last year, but it's not really a complete refinery per se. So this was an opportunity to get involved in something that's really not been done in a while. And since I've done all these other projects individually, building a whole thing, a whole refinery, Grassroots, I don't see that as being an issue. In fact, it's something that I'm looking forward to.
A few weeks ago, I was talking with the CEO, William Prentice, of Meridian Energy Group, and he was talking about transparency and, you know, really kind of educating and being public with much or many aspects of this refinery. Now, I say that with the caveat that I understand oil and gas is secretive or hush-hushness when it comes to their proprietary or intellectual, you know, I guess, aspects of the refinery or their projects. Is there anything along the technology line that you can share with us that is allows your company to be a little bit more transparent, but at the same time doesn't get you any hot water or anything along those lines?
Now, some of the technologies that were incorporated to keep our emissions down would be vapor recovery system and double seals on the storage tank. We have a benzene saturation unit, which that unit is going to reduce the amount of benzene in the gasoline pool. We're going to have a selective catalytic reduction technology in our heater stacks, which what that will do, that will take and reduce the amount of NOx that's emitted from the facility. We're going to have ultra-low NOx burners on the furnaces, which will do the same, reduce the amount of NOx that's emitted. We have an air-assisted flare stack, which by having the air blowers on the stack, that results in better combustion, which will result in lower emissions. We'll have hydrogen sulfide or H2S absorbent beds that will keep any, it will scrub H2S out of anything before it's flared. There'll be continuous emission monitors or TEMS, which would be on the flare stack and the furnace stacks in order to continually monitor the SO2, NOx, CO, CO2, things like that. One thing I'm really excited about is we have some really high-efficiency steam boilers that we're going to be using. These boilers are going to have low NOx emissions, low CO emissions, and they're going to be very efficient, use less gas than your typical conventional boilers. And the thing I like best about them, they're never going to overfire. They're going to give you just the amount of firing it takes to keep your steam make up and never any more emissions than what you actually need. A few other things I could probably mention is we have an enclosed slop hole system, which will keep emissions down. Our pumps will have double seals. That's going to reduce emissions. Our flare system itself is going to have a vapor recovery system, which instead of just flaring any kind of release that you have, and that's going to be, most of that's going to be recovered back into the system. So the emissions will be a lot cleaner. We have an LDAR program, which is a leak reduction and repair program. We're taking infrared scanning, and we're finding minute leaks and fixing those before they become leaks that go on and on and on, which would increase your emissions. And probably the last thing I can mention is operation and maintenance procedures that overall will just reduce the amount of emissions themselves.
And a final question for you, and actually it's more of a statement. I usually like to give the guests the floor at the end. They can talk about a summary, talk about the company, talk about the project, what it is as the industry, and I guess kind of open format, but just kind of what your feeling is about what this refinery is going to do or what it means to the industry.
Well, as that was mentioned, the Balkan crude is really some good sweet crude. North Dakota is really in a good position to be having crude like that. I would like to see, you know, the project get up and running and be refining this crude, getting the products out on the market. The more of this crude that displaces battle crude brought over from the Middle East, I think it's a good thing for North Dakota and the whole country. I was up at an event at Bellfield a couple weeks ago. The local folks who will be doing a lot of our hiring from the local area, they seem to be really excited about the project and the refinery, and we're just anxious to get started, get the place built, get people hired and get up and running with it.
Here's the picture that holds us laughing, and here's to the sound of one hand clapping, and here's to not letting this moment pass. And here's to carrying the weight of the world, and here's to screaming, yeah, never being heard, and here's to not letting this moment pass.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.